Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
We raise a-
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You are listening to some brand new 3 Inches of Blood off of their forthcoming album, Here Awaits Thy Doom. That first song that you heard was called Battles and Brotherhood. That is the first single off of the album. The song you're hearing right now is called Call of the Hammer. Quite epic, in my opinion. I hope you guys have had an amazing week so far. I have a couple things to tell you guys about. This past Tuesday, I went to go watch a film called, a locally made film, actually, called Open Your Mouth and Say Mr. Chai Pig, and it was an amazing documentary. If you guys get the chance to go check it out, I highly recommend it. Give it 2 thumbs up. I have 2 thumbs. I can do that. It was a documentary about SNFU and the life and times of Mr. Chai Pig, and I learned more than I ever thought I'd know about the man. And the interviews were so well done. Definitely recommend checking that out. But the important story that I wanted to tell you about was this past weekend, myself and also CITR's manager Brenda got to go dress up as Viking wenches for the new 3 Inches of Blood video. They were filming a video for the single Battles and Brotherhood, the song that you just heard. And we got to dress up and be extras in their music video, and it was amazing, even though it was out in Langley. And it was, I think I was there for, well, I left Vancouver at 4 o'clock, and I was in Langley until 5:30 in the morning. It was awesome. Sunday really sucked because I was sleep deprived, but other than that, it was a really good time. The music video was directed by Rick Pod, and there were stuntmen there, and everybody was dressed up as Viking or wenches, and I don't want to give away too much because I want you guys to watch the video when it comes out, but it was definitely good times. Got to fondle a lot of beards and feed people grapes. It was amazing. There were a couple fight scenes as well by professional stuntmen and women. There we go. And I was also there, and I met Lisa Christensen, who is a host on CBC Radio 3. And if you check out their website, cbcradio3.com, Lisa has a nice little short write-up about the day, which is also quite entertaining. I will probably post some photos from the shoot on my radio show's website, which I'll mention later on today. But other than that, I just don't want to say too much about it. Brenda, our station manager, was the wench that got to bring in the fake roast beef made out of foam. Guys aren't supposed to know that it's made out of foam, but it is. And it was amazing, and it was a big old nerdy time. I got really hungry and really tired by about the 4 a.m. mark, but it was all worth it at the end of the day. I guess it was the beginning of the day. This story segues nicely into the theme of my show today. Like I said last week, this show is going to be my annual Nerdfest show, my annual geek show. Last year, I did it to celebrate the annual game convention that happens down in Seattle, the Penny Arcade Expo, which I'm also going to talk about today. And the year before that, I believe I did a geek show to celebrate the launch of the PS3 and the Nintendo Wii. So hopefully a tradition that I can keep up in the future. I've collected as much nerdy metal music as I can, and just a lot of chiptunes. And chiptunes are, of course, modern music made with the Nintendo Entertainment System. I'll play some chiptunes for you guys later on. If you guys wanted to give me a call here in the studio, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And as always, you can check out my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com and download podcasts for this show and for a bunch of other amazing shows on CITR through our website, which is citr.ca. Now, what I want to do now is tell you about 3 Inches of Blood, and they're playing a show. They're playing a show next Friday. Next Friday, September 11th, they're playing with Bison at the Commodore Ballroom. And if you wanted to go to that show, I have tickets to give away. All you have to do is call in and tell me how awesome 3 Inches of Blood are. Give me a call at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR if you would like to go to the 3 Inches of Blood show for free next Friday. Right now, though, I am going to get to some Black Dahlia Murder. They are also coming to town. They have a song called What a Horrible Night to Have a Curse. That line is from Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest. Some nerdy information for you right there. And so let's get to some Black Dahlia Murder and give away some tickets for 3 Inches of Blood on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah!
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Thank you very much for tuning in. You just heard Lair of the Minotaur off of their album The Ultimate Destroyer. That song was called Grizzly Hound of the Pit. Prior to that, Black Dahlia Murder off of Nocturnal. That song was called What a Horrible Night to Have a Curse. And if you liked what you heard there, Black Dahlia Murder are coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Children of Bodom October 5th at the Commodore Ballroom. And of course, I started off today's show with some 3 inches of blood. Like I was telling you a while ago, I got to be an extra, got to dress up as a Viking wench in their video for Battles and Brotherhood. The video should be coming out in November or December sometime, and so I will be, of course, telling you guys about that when that happens. Their new album, Here Waits Thy Doom, comes out September 8th. Pick it up. From what I've heard, sounds amazing. I wouldn't really know because we haven't received an advance copy here at CITR, and it makes me a little bit sad. Makes me just a tiny bit sad. My heart, a little bit broken. You would think that a local band would have given us their album ahead of time so I could play it, so I could tell people about how awesome it is. But I guess we already knew that, maybe. And they're, of course, playing next Friday here in Vancouver at the Commodore Ballroom with Bison. And they're actually also playing this weekend in Seattle. I will be in Seattle this weekend for the Penny Arcade Expo, which is a giant gaming convention that happens at the end of summer every year. If you like video games, if you like PC games, board games, or role-playing games, or even card games, this convention is for you. I will be playing a lot of computer games, a lot of Magic the Gathering, and I'll probably be playing some Dungeons and Dragons because I like those kind of things. And this weekend in Seattle, Bumbershoot is also happening. So Seattle will be crazy packed. The border will be a nightmare, but it will be a good time. I just know it. And 3 Inches of Blood are actually playing the Bumbershoot Festival. That is what I was trying to lead up to. They're playing on the 7th. And so if you find yourself in Seattle this weekend, maybe you would like to check out 3 Inches of Blood, which is what I'm going to try and do. Maybe. We'll see how that works out. What did I want to tell you? Right now, though, I wanted to start to get into some of the more nerdy music, more obviously nerdy tunes. I want to play some chip tunes for you right now. A band called Anamanaguchi, they're also playing a show at the Penny Arcade Expo on the Friday night. And they are a chiptunes band. And some people have described chiptunes music as asinine. Irritating, maybe. I can see where you are coming from, but I do not agree. I'm going to be playing a song called Danger Mountain off of their latest release, Blackout City. This is some Anamanaguchi. And then perhaps after that, maybe I will play some MC Chris. He has a song about Boba Fett. From Star Wars, of course, everybody's favorite bounty hunter. Except for me, he is not my favorite bounty hunter. My favorite bounty hunter is Bossk, the guy that looks like a sleestak, like a big lizard man. Yes, that is my story. He has like one line in the film, but that's okay. He's still awesome. Definitely underrated. So, without further ado, let's get to some chiptunes on the annual Geek Edition of We All Fall Down on 11.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Brady Bunch, I'm building a boat out of pudding cups. Welcome to my world. shirt is starting to stink. I don't give a damn what people think. I can take a leak in the kitchen sink. Welcome to my world. No, you needn't shed a tear. Cause I've got waffles and I've got beer. And I've got Mr. Belvedere. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Without you, yeah. Don't want
Cruising on Cespa in my DeLorean. War's over, I'm a peace time Mandalorian. The story is stumped, Star Wars historians deep in debate, but they play at Benegans. Round renegade, sure to penetrate. First and second defense, I won't hesitate. Got a job to do when Darth the God of delegates got something against Skywalker, someone he really hates. I don't give a fuck, I'm after Solo. For all I care, he could be hiding Yoda's dojo. Gotta make the money, credit's no good when a Jawa's run a shop in your neighborhood. Think you can cook, I got a grappling hook. Let's make this quick, cause I'm really booked. I'm a devious degenerate defender of the devil. Shut down all the trash compactors on the detention level. My backpacks got jets. Well, I'm Boba, all that fat. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my bet. Well, I chill in deep space. A mask is over my face. Well, I deliver the power, but I still narrow my eyes. Cause my time I don't like to waste. Get down! I'm a question, rap inside Enigma. Get inside a slave one, find your home and signal. From Endor to Hoth, Ripley to Spock. I'll find what you want, but there's gonna be a cost. Say my name is Boba Fett, I know my shit is tight. It's not acting right, yo, buzzing a carbonite. Got telescopic sight, flamethrowers on my wrist. You still don't get the jet, spike boots are made to kick. Targets are made to hit, you think I give a shit? Your mama is a bitch, I see you in the Sarlacc pit. You just flipped my switch, integrity's been dipped. You scratching on my itch, you know I shoot again. I got the Venus Secantinas where they lick my lusty lips. So I'll let you get back inside your little spaceship. Give you a head start, cause I'm a sporting con. Consider the starting line and sneak a smile hide inside. Hope you have hyperdrive. Pray to stay alive. Don't try to slip me five, cause I never take a bribe. To the beat of a different drummer. Baddest bunny hunter. Let no man put us under or else they be put under as in 6 feet. Got an imperial fleet backing me up. Gonna blow up any attempt to defeat. They got a death star. Got 4 payments on my car. Headed over to Hammerhead. At most I see bar. Used to carjack. He's a bar back. Just go to show how you can get back on the right track. As for me, that's not an option. Can't say that with more clarity. Me going legit would be like Jar Jar with speech therapy. My backpacks got jets. Well, I'm Boba, all that fat. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my bet. Well, I chill in deep space. A mask is over my face. Well, I deliver the power across the narrow my eyes. Cause my time I don't like to waste. Get down! Slice it open like a tauntaun, faster than the Autobahn. Or a motorbike and try and do the deed, and then I'm gone. Jabba has a hissy fit. Contact a risky in. Overcoat the plan on force of politic is legit. Back in the day when I was a slave, living life in a fast lane, lacking a pod race. Mean street tweak that became a best in case. So the space post haste, took up a noble cause, called a clone wars. Cause life's not all about girls and cars. Getting fucked up and fucked up, boss. See, I'm not a retard. Or gay like the barge, I'm large and in charge with a face so scarred. A cold black heart that's been torn apart. The Sith wish that they had a dick so hard. Cause it's long, long ago when I pussy far, far. Call me master, cause I'm faster to pry on far. I no longer have to hot wire. I'm a hunter for hire with no plans to retire. And all the sucker MCs can't call me sir. My backpacks got jets. Well, I'm Boba, all that fat. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my bet. Well, I chill in deep space. A mask is over my face. Well, I deliver the pride, but I still narrow my eyes. Cause my time I don't like to waste. Get down!
Minus one.
listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. You are listening to The Mini Bosses with their cover of Super Mario Brothers 2. Why not? Before that, you heard Harry and the Potters off of their Scarred for Life EP. That song was called Horcruxes, and I never read the book that properly explained what Horcruxes were. I believe that was book number 6 out of 7. I read the first 5 Harry Potters and then didn't read the last 2. But I did go see the 6th movie when it came out recently. Made no sense to me. Didn't make too much sense, maybe because I hadn't read the book, maybe because I was also pretty drunk. So maybe a combination of the two. Before that, you heard MC Chris off of the internet. That song was called Fett's Vet, song all about Boba Fett. I really hate playing songs screaming off of the internet. It's just really unreliable, and you can hear the difference. You can hear how crappy the quality is, and it bothers me. It's probably because I'm a big nerd, but that's okay. Before that, I played The Advantage off of their album Elf titled. That song was called DuckTales Moon. Do you remember that stage? I'd completely forgotten all about that game until I heard that song. And the minute I heard that song, the memories, they came flooding back. What was that on? Was that Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo? One of those. Anyways, it was amazing. I played NBA Jam again recently. Also a good time. Before The Advantage, I played The Sword off of their album Age of Winters. That song was called Freya. You can find that song also on Guitar Hero 2, I believe it is. The Sword are also going to be featured on the newest Guitar Hero game coming up, Guitar Hero 5, I think they're on. The song Maiden, Mother, and Crone can be played by you, fair listener, on Guitar Hero 5. Freya, of course, being a goddess of the Nordic pantheon. I would compare her to probably Athena. She's a goddess of love and fertility, but also goddess of war and battle, which is awesome and amazing. Is it bad that last Saturday when I was an extra on the 3 Inches of Blood video shoot, I was extremely turned on by all of the men who were wearing like traditional Viking outfits? Is that weird? But I wanted to sleep with all of them? Let's say no. Let's say that is perfectly normal. Before The Sword, I played Nerf Herder off of their album American Cheese. That song is called Welcome to My World. Before that, The Ramones with a live version of Spider-Man. And I played that song because if you haven't heard, Marvel has been bought out by Disney for $4 billion. Can you imagine what that must be like to be able to work with that much money? Oh, hey Stanley, I would like to buy Marvel. Here is $4 billion. Just take it. I will never know. That amount of money astounds me. And now the fact that Disney owns Marvel also astounds me. Although DC is owned by Warner Brothers, it's not the same. It's not the same. Disney, oh, there's going to be like Mickey Mouse and Spider-Man video games. I can just see it now. I don't know how I feel about it. Oh well. Completely out of my control. Before that was Darkest of the Hillside Thickets off of their album Shadow Out of Tim. That song is probably one of the geekiest songs I've ever heard in my life. A song called Nyarlathotep. And it was, what makes it geeky is that the entire song is written and sung in Middle Egyptian. The language, Middle Egyptian. Oh my god, that is amazing. And I started off that set with some chiptunes by Adamanaguchi. That song was called Danger Mountain off of their album Dawn Metropolis. Check it out. I quite enjoy it. It's a good album to bike to, in my humble opinion, and also to drive to, because I do both. Right now, though, I wanted to... What was I playing for you? I don't really remember. We'll figure it out somehow. Mastodon. I wanted to play Mastodon for you. They're coming to town. They're playing October 4th at the Orpheum with Death Clock. SM Converge and High on Fire. So let's get to some Mastodon off of their album Crack the Sky. The song is called Crystal Skull on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you. Thank you, Robin. Yep, I am not into cosplay at all. Let's just throw that out there. Not cool with it. You just heard Mastodon off of Crack the Sky. That song is called Crystal Skull. Robin, as you heard, is here for the comic book show, the show called Ink Studs. Stay tuned for that. His show's coming up at 2 o'clock, and then later on at 3:30, Mary Ave is coming in to do the French Connection. So stay tuned to CITR, because we have an amazing...
All rock, all the time.
Yeah, all rock hits all the time. Something like that. I don't even know. If you wanted to check out my playlists online, I do post them on the internet at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I have to get, like, a truncated version of that, and I have to...
Like insteds.com?
Yeah, I should pay for a domain name or something, but I'm just too lazy.
Vikingmen.com?
Vikingmen.com. Frequented on my computer every night. No, not really. I don't even know if that's a real site. I was just joking. Kind of not. It doesn't matter. No, I'm not obsessed with Viking men. I just found them extremely attractive. Is that a problem? Maybe. Let's just not talk about it anymore. Thank you very much to everyone that tuned in and called in this week. I'll see you guys in Seattle, maybe. Maybe not. I don't really know what you guys look like, but apparently you guys know what I look like. And so I'll be back next Thursday, and I will see you all at 3 Inches of Blood show next Friday, September 11th, right? Mm-hmm. There we go. I'm going to leave you guys off now with Death Clock. They're coming to town. I am so stoked about the show. Maybe I am excited because I'm trying to justify spending over $100 for tickets for the show. But maybe I'm just genuinely excited about the show. Mastodon, Death Clock, Converge, and High on Fire at the Orpheum, October 4th. Death Clock has it. Shut up! Shh! Just stop talking. It's not your turn yet. Death Clock has a new album coming out in September. It's called The Death Album 2. Watch out for it. I leave you off now into the capable hands of Robin. We'll see how that goes for you. Hopefully it won't go too badly.
See? CITR 101.9 FM. I just realized I'm not wearing headphones. I'm Silly Billy. My name's Robin, and I'm a Silly Billy.